Beth, one thing that hit me in the face when I read the book were cultural differences. You grew up in the Northeast. You raised kids in a Brooklyn apartment. Parents in other parts of the country, they live in houses with yards. They don't depend on the subways or trains for transportation. And yet, raising teens is a challenge despite those differences, isn't it?
Well, I'm very struck by the results of your poll that this is a commonality among parents regardless of where they live, how much money they make, what their ethnicity is. I mean, I think that says something about, you know, just the basic nature of the relationship between parents and teenagers, that it doesn't matter whether your kid's taking the subway or having their first, you know, their first driver's license experience driving a car. You know, as I said before, I think a lot of these issues revolve around separation. And so in New York City, you know, our kids don't drive. They do take the train and the bus independently as teenagers. But I think that there's probably something that I have in common putting my son on the subway by himself for the first time with the mom or dad who is giving the keys to the car to their kid for the first time. I mean, obviously, it's a little more dangerous if you're going to get in a car accident than if, you know, you get lost on the subway. But I think emotionally that it's a similar moment of letting them go. And, you know, I'm one of the other big differences, which, you know, ultimately may not be all that different, is, you know, in an apartment, there's not a lot of private spaces. So we don't have the rec room, the basement, you know, the place where kids can go and be alone, you know, doing their things with their friends. So, you know, my son as a teenager is not home a lot because there's no space there for him to hang out with his friends. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of times they'll go hang out in the park, which isn't great because, you know, there's no adult supervision whatsoever, or they'll go to somebody's house where parents aren't home. I mean, I'm not naive. I know these things go on. So, you know, but again, it's one of those separation issues where they want their space. They want to be private. They'll find it one way or the other. And I guess in the suburbs or in the country, it's a little bit different because, you know, maybe parents are able to provide a space and then maybe another layer of supervision. Sometimes I do wish I had that suburban basement, believe me.
When I was a kid in Texas, this would have been the 1950s, I would be away from home all day. Now, my parents would not know where I was. I was usually at the park playing baseball without parental supervision. I even took a city bus to downtown Fort Worth, Texas when I was 5 years old, all by myself.
Wow.
And they knew, or at least I felt they knew, that I was safe. But it's a different world today, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. I think that we are starting to see the end of the helicopter parent. I don't know if you're familiar with that term or if your listeners are, but that is a term for the parent who is very, you know, very anxious and always hovering over the child and not letting the child be independent. I'm not really sure what created that trend. I myself was not so much like that. There's actually another great new book out called Free Range Kids. Like, you've heard the term free range chicken for chickens that are allowed to run around the barnyard. Free Range Kid, the author is Lenora Skenazy, and she sort of espouses that philosophy that our kids would be better off if we backed off a little bit and let them, you know, make some of their own mistakes and gave them a little more freedom. You know, I'm not sure that the world is any more dangerous now than it ever was. In fact, you know, crime statistics would suggest, in fact, that it's safer now than when we were growing up in the 60s and 70s. So, you know, personally, as a parent, I think there's a lot to be gained from independence. And I, you know, I've tried to create situations where my kids could figure out the world on their own, whether it was, you know, walking to school by themselves starting in the third grade or, you know, taking the train and subway when they're 12, 13, budgeting their own money, you know, being responsible for some of their own expenses. I think that's how you create independent adults. And I think if we don't do that, we're going to have a lot of 25-year-olds who are, you know, doing way too much dependence on their parents.